Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to another episode of Virtual Speaking. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a platform technology evangelist at the Microsoft. Now, previously, we have used Descent command line tool, Descent PowerShell, to manipulate features on demand. In this episode, we are going to use Server Manager PowerShell to add or remove features. Now, in Server Manager, you can use three particular commandlets, which is install Windows features, uninstall Windows feature, and you will use get Windows feature to query the state. The strategy is always to query the target feature, the state of the target feature first, and then you can test it out. If you remove it or you disable it, what's going to happen? And then you make the commitment to make the changes with the confirmation, and then after that, you verify the changes that you made. In Server Manager PowerShell, there's a number of parameter or switches that's very convenient, very handy to use. For instance, there's a what if switch, which allows you to do what if tests to see what's actually get changed. There's a dash remove, which allows you to remove the binary of that particular feature out of the installation. You can also use dash source to indicate where is the installation source if that particular feature has been removed out of the current installation. And you also want to remember always use include all sub feature and include management tool, because by default when you enable a feature, the sub feature and the management tool are not necessary or enabled. So let's see how we can do that.
First, let's bring up interactive scripting environments. If you need to install Server Manager or PowerShell module, you can do import module. Use get command against the Server Manager module to find out the commandlets that come with the module. There are three in particular: get Windows feature, install Windows feature, and uninstall Windows feature. Use the add-on Windows to find out additional information of those commandlets. And I always love to use the help file, which you can click the question mark, and it will bring up additional information of individual switch or parameter. For instance, the computer name parameter, here it described the usage of it, and it says that it will accept only one computer, and if you don't indicate which computer it is, it will default to local computer. As always, towards the end, there are examples, which is my favorite feature. That's how I learn. I just take the example and learn how to use this commandlet. We can go ahead and run get Windows feature to find out the current state of all the features that come with local installation. Look at the return results. You'll find out there are three columns. One is the display name. There's in the middle, that is the object name or the class name, and there's also install state. When you use Server Manager graphic user interface to add server rows and features, what you see is actually the display name. For instance, you will see the actual directory certificate services, file and storage services. These are all display name. The features, .NET Framework 3.5, the user interface, graphic management tools, these are all display name. When you operate Server Manager PowerShell commandlet, you need to use the object name or the class name. In other words, Active Directory certificate services, you need to use the AD-certificate. If you look at the state, one thing that we need to pay attention is the .NET Framework 3.5 is not included in the default installation. It's actually removed if you look at the state, which means if you want to install it, it will actually go out to find where is source code. If you don't have a local source, it will actually go to the window update to get the .NET Framework 3.5. So these are the installed feature. If you want to query a particular state, you can filter out the Get Windows Features results. Here we filter out with installed or available or those removed. If we want to install a particular feature, we can use Install Windows Feature. Here we want to install Active Directory Certificate Services. We can specify the object name. We want to use Include All Subfeatures and Include Management Tools, which are not by default installed. And so you should always include that and use What If to do a simulated run. The What If switch, if you look at the help file, it says that it shows what would happen if the commandlet runs, but the commandlet is not run actually. So basically give you a simulated scenario if you run the statement, what's going to happen. And so it's a very nice tool. I always use it before I actually go out and execute against the production. Here we run this What If statement to install Active Directory Certificate Services. It tells us what are those components that actually get installed. Since we indicated we want to also include all sub-features and also the management tool, so there's a number of features installed. Once you are satisfied with the results, what you can do then is to replace the What If statement with the confirmation and go ahead and run it against the production. You want to make sure you use the object name. Here is ad-certificate, which is what we have in the statement. Let's go ahead and run it. So we're going to replace the What If with the confirmation. This is the confirmation dialog. It shows us what will actually get installed if we go ahead and execute the statement. So .NET Framework 4.5, ASP.NET, and so on. So we're going to confirm it. It finished the installation. It indicates we don't need a restart. So we can go ahead and use Get Windows Features to find out the current state, and we're going to filter out to see all those that installed. So we are expecting that the Active Directory Certificate Services at this time should be installed indeed. If you look at the install state, it is indicated installed. There are also associated feature got installed as well. If we want to remove the installation, we can go ahead and use uninstall Windows feature, indicated the object name, and use dash remove to actually remove the binaries. In other words, we're going to remove the bits out of the local installation. We're going to run a What If statement first to see what's actually get removed if we execute the statement. Once we are satisfied with the statement, we can go ahead and replace the What If with the confirmation switch. Uncomment it, and we're going to execute it. Now, once we get the confirmation dialog, look at that. It listed out all the features to be removed from the local installation. We're going to confirm it. And once it finished the installation, here it indicated we need to restart the computer. Before we do that, let's go ahead and query current state. And so we do a Get Windows Features. And coming back, we look at the ID certificate. It's showing removed. However, there are a number of features also showing uninstalled pending. They are waiting for the reboot of the machine to complete the removal of the payload. So we are going to reboot the machine at this time. All right, we're finished the rebooting. We're coming back. Let's bring back the ISE. And that's the statement we just executed, is to uninstall Windows feature. We uninstall Active Directory Certificate Services. Let's do a Get Windows feature. Now, query current state. Indeed, that Active Directory Certificate Services and all the rest of feature that associate with this operation, they are all removed. Now, if we want to reinstall this feature, in other words, restore the feature, we can use Install Windows feature. And we're going to include the sub feature include the management tool, we also want to indicate the source code. Here's the confirmation. Once we confirm it, it comes back, it's installed. And if we do a query against the current state, it shows that Active Directory Certificate Services is now back to an installed state.
I hope you see the value of using Server Manager PowerShell, that you can easily, you can dynamically, you can add or remove features on your demand. And using that technique, we can actually develop the smallest of footprints. Because once you know what feature or what services you want to include in your server image or your server installation, you can use these techniques that we talk about using distant command line tool, distant PowerShell, or Server Manager PowerShell to add or remove feature, not just to remove the feature, but remove the actual binary out of the installation. In the next episode, we're actually going to combine all the techniques that we learned. We're going to go through a scenario that we actually develop as small as a footprint. I'm going to remove all the services from the installation, so you got to see it. I hope to see you again in the next episode.